Welcome to the Gap Year Podcast. Join Arik, Emma, Lee, and Thomas as they dive headfirst into the most important things you need to know. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to the
Gap.
Jeez. All right, let's try again. Welcome to
the
Gap
Year
Podcast.
Podcast is one word. We were close though.
That was a pretty good start.
Yeah, that was a solid start.
Wait, it's one word.
Okay, so does anybody have anything to say about football? Because it's back, and I want to hear what you got to say about it.
Wait, football's back.
Football's back.
It's fantasy football.
Who's
it
playing
left?
The theme song?
Wait,
cut that out.
Sorry, I'll click.
Wait, like soccer?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You're not even European.
Go!
So, what? We got our fantasy football league, and our three team, Therekma, is kicking butt. I don't know who anybody on our team is,
yeah,
but we're doing really well.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tom, you've been playing fantasy football long enough, though, to recognize names, or at least recognize teams, I'm hoping.
I've played long enough to recognize that I do not care about football. So,
nice.
I will say that...
Wait, which football?
Fitbull.
I just drank a Fitbull. I got wings.
Yeah, Red Bull has now got with Fitbit, and it's Fitbull.
I like that.
I like that.
Track your heart rate. As
yeah.
Speed
track
up.
How many Red Bulls you drink.
No, track how many minutes you've lost off your life.
Oh, God.
We talked about this time dilation. You gain time
when you drink Red Bull. Yeah. Red Bull gives you time.
Yeah. Don't actually say it because you'll get sued.
Yeah. TM.
They got sued by the...
TM.
Well, didn't they get sued by somebody for saying, like, Red Bull gives you wings, and it's
Yeah,
like
now
somebody...
it's like wings with a couple eyes.
Yeah, wings.
They can get away with that.
Yeah.
It's like, go!
Exactly.
Yeah. TM, TM,
it was probably something with soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So football. Red Bull gives you goals, and you're good. Did you guys ever play fantasy football before this year?
No.
Do you ever watch football?
No.
You're still not watching football.
I still wouldn't consider ourselves playing fantasy football.
You know, we did watch.
You just paid in, and that's about it.
You were a huge part of picking the team.
That's true. We did pick an amazing team.
Arik wasn't. What'd you do?
Oh, what?
I did something.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to, I don't know.
Yeah, something very uninteresting. Even less interesting than football, oddly enough.
Which is hard to do for the group here. So I'm the only football fan that's actually in here.
Wait,
you're a football fan?
I enjoy football.
Like you enjoy, like you would put it on.
Like go hike.
Rather than other things.
He does.
All right, so when I was growing up, football.
Dubbucks.
Yeah, Dubbucks.
Like you would rather watch football than go on a roller coaster?
Fuck yeah, I mean, that's a super easy thing. Yeah, that's like, would you rather eat this cup of nails or like this delicious gelato? Like I'm going to eat the gelato every single time.
Whoa.
Let's not go hard on nails.
Let's not hate people who hate nails. Okay,
yeah,
but
right?
keep going.
True.
So you like football.
I do like football, but when I was growing up, I felt like I liked football a lot more than I do now.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was more about the fact that a lot of friends played football. So you kind of got pushed into like, you better like this. And so I just enjoyed it more.
Oh, yeah.
Because my parents, both of them didn't really watch sports. My mom, strangely enough, liked basketball. But I never really watched basketball with her. Yeah, my mom used to love basketball.
Pegatron.
She would watch basketball time and time again, and I would watch that. My dad liked the Saints because he grew up in New Orleans, but he liked...
I love the Saints because they go, who dat?
They just yell, who dat? A bunch of others. Like,
they go, Joe dat.
Oh, Joe dat. I know Joe dat.
Who dat?
Shout out to Joe dat, by the way.
For getting some free sponsor
Thomas
here.
Thomas is a huge football fan.
I
know a lot of things. Bengals
Tom,
is the team.
Tom knows all the random things about football that most people probably wouldn't care about. Such as what a random team's slogan is.
Well, we actually had a ton of fun. We were just driving back from a wedding that we went to. Driving back from the airport, and we played a really interesting game.
Okay.
I don't know much, but I know a couple teams' names. So we played the game. Okay, I'm going to say a team's name, like the New Orleans Saints, and I need to know what Pokemon is the best new mascot for them.
Whoa.
So we did that for a long time.
That's sick. That is good.
Then we went on to, all right, build your dream team. Which Pokemon's your quarterback?
Whoa.
And then we did which 90s Nicktoon is your coach, and which
no way.
And we hey, after
Arnold.
Building the
That's
team,
so good.
After building the team and the coach, we ended it with, all right, now what real life football player is that team's mascot?
Shit.
Oh my god, I'm shocked.
All right, so let's do this really quick. So you were saying it's Pokemon, Nicktoons.
Pokemon is the team. 90s Nicktoon is your coach, and you could have, like we got to the point when, all right, who's your special teams coach? Grandma from Hey Arnold. Because she's kooky. She could come up with some trick plays.
Some serious trick plays.
And then it was what real life football player is your mascot, which we ended up with. Janae chose the Tom Brady's simply because they already had a lot of power behind the name. People would go see him.
Sure. Like smart, the branding smart. Behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, if you were going to draft or if you're going to create a team, and can this be like, so it's a Pokemon team name and then it's a random.
Let's try it with them. So if you were picking a Webkin to be your quarterback.
Oh my God.
We got to do it in the terms they understand.
That's true.
Which of your Webkins?
That we understand.
Which one of your Webkins would be your
quarterback? Are you kidding me?
Actually, yeah. I was thinking about more about Pokemon.
Yeah.
I feel like Ark can go deep into that.
I play
well.
Pokemon.
This is your team name, like the Pokemon behind it, or like, what was
my QB?
Oh yeah, who's your QB? Do you know what the QB does?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
I'd say, God, who's the buff frog?
Buff frog.
Are you talking about Machamp?
Machamp.
Machamp's first evolution.
The little baby.
Yeah.
No.
Machoke is the next one.
Yeah,
Machamp is the one with four arms.
Yeah, four arms.
You don't want Machoke because he chokes under pressure.
Right.
Yeah, I want the champ because he's already got the belt.
Right.
He's ready to rock and roll.
I want the forearms. Or damn, wait, can they use abilities or no?
Well, obviously.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the fact that you picked Machamp was actually in my head. I was like, I'm just going to go Machamp, and these kids are not going to guess that at all.
I like that. Especially because you've already got the height already.
Right.
He's got to be pretty tall. A powerful gun on his arm.
Is telekinesis? Like psychic.
He does not have telekinetic.
I know,
powers.
But like, let's say you choose Mewtwo.
Yeah.
And he can like lift the ball up and
just throw it.
Yeah.
He can do that. He's like the Uncle Rico from No Point in Time. He's like, I'm gonna throw these over the mountains and just like launch the ball.
Yeah.
Who's to say that he can throw it further than Machamp with his muscles?
Though? Actually,
that's
true.
You know, it's accuracy at this point, not really about how far you can throw it. So, because you want the person to catch it, right?
That's true. Well, who's to say which one's more accurate than the other?
Yeah.
Mewtwo.
Arik says who's
yeah.
All right, what about
Arik's fantasy minute? If you haven't picked up Mewtwo, he's available in 65% of ESPN leagues right now. Go out, get him right now.
That's really
so
good.
Who's your running back, which is the guy who just picks up and just runs with it?
Oh man, can you go underground?
Oh, you should pick that. The
no,
duck
no
one.
Diglets.
The
no,
one that
no
explodes.
Burn.
Oh
Emma,
my God.
Emma, we are 8 episodes in right now. You do not have to whisper. We are good. We
just,
have it right
she just
here.
Just said Psyduck. Which yeah, I don't think is the best.
Oh my
you know
but
you,
nobody would try to chase him.
You look like Psyduck a
what
little bit.
What do you mean
bit.
No one tried
oh,
to chase him?
Oh, damn, that's shots fired.
She kind of like waddles like Psyduck too. Like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Psyduck, are you serious?
Crap.
Oh my God.
But no, not Psyduck.
Yeah.
Maybe
why?
Like, but Pikachu's so cute. He can go so fast.
But he could quick attack.
Yeah, quick attack.
He could,
he's definitely.
But how can he hold the ball while doing it? That's the problem.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, good question.
We're gonna.
We need to stick to original 151.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Just before we go too far.
Well, they said
range.
A really good point. Of Matt said Tauros because he could charge
whoa.
Through,
it,
but he can't hold the ball.
No.
So I think we'd have to stretch the imagination to say what can they actually hold the ball? Because what's Rattata? He's smaller than a football.
But he can't.
So like, well, maybe we can tie it to his back though.
Are you sticking with 151 or no?
Yeah, I think sticking with the original.
I was about to say Greninja, but because he can teleport and stuff, and he's really ninja like.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll do Squirtle because Squirtle can go and use water and like.
Ooh, that's
I like
pretty
slide
good.
That's pretty cool.
She, what was it?
Oh, what about the? These are so basic. I only know these from like third party. What about
third party?
These
are third party knockoff Pokemon.
Oh, she's Charizard side B Dragon Rush move kind of.
Oh, because you play Smash and you know like he can just burst through.
He might be good. Now, something you just said about Squirtle, think about this. Weakness is grass.
Oh,
and you play on
grass. Play on
grass. So he's already at a disadvantage right out of the game.
Wow.
You got to think about your team comp, man.
Oh,
who are you going in there?
I was
prepared?
Thinking about surroundings. I was
yeah, what the heck?
Wow.
Can I pick Professor Oak as my running back?
yes, he will probably get killed, though. Because he is playing with a bunch of wild Pokemon.
Yeah, he's like running through the middle, and Tauros just like horn through the chest, and he fumbles, and we're just like, oh man, that
but
sucks.
His ability is extreme knowledge of Pokemon, and then also he has 3 starters in his back pocket that he can use at any time. Does that count?
I don't think a player is allowed to use another player.
That's
at will.
True. That's like too many.
That's true.
That's too many men on the field.
All right,
you
guys got
you'd have a you'd
you
have a violation.
See, look at all the stuff Tom knows about football right now.
I know you can only have so many people on the field.
He's basically a referee.
Yeah, I'd say, Pikachu can't hold the ball, and then Squirtle gets countered.
Yeah.
Squirtle gets countered. Pikachu can't hold the ball. You could go Kangaskhan. Literally put it in the pouch and just. Fucking bull rush.
Kangaskhan?
No, Kangaskhan.
Or Kangaskhan. Do you want, you know, you want someone to find these holes? What if it's someone who actually conforms to the shape of the holes? We get Ditto in there.
Mm. I was about to say
then
that.
Then whatever shape he needs to squeeze through, he'll make.
But can he hold the ball?
Yes. Well, he can turn into any Pokemon. He could turn into Onix and just trailblaze.
Well, couldn't he also, in a sense, turn into the ball?
Yes. Was it a ball hold a ball?
What if
water is not wet?
What if, yeah, I don't know.
He could be used in a decoy play where he looks like the ball, but really the other guy's holding
someone
the real
hands
ball.
Off the ball, and they're just like, oh, get him. And then it just turns into Ditto, and he's like, middle finger.
Can we do the mystery Pokemon, the one with the glitch?
Missing No.
Because it'll break the game.
Oh, that's true.
And then you got to restart, and it's real bad.
Abracadabra can teleport to the other.
Abracadabra? Yeah. Abra and Kadabra?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Kadabra.
Also, Alex, you just want to go a full psychic team, huh? Is that what you're going for right now?
A psychic is the best thing ever.
Why? Oh yeah, drowsy
for
he's
real,
cool
for real life stuff.
He can't stay awake.
Lickitung, do you know Lickitung?
Lickitung,
is that what it's called?
Lickitung.
I think it's just Lickitung.
Yeah, Lickitung.
I like Lickitung.
He does he evolves now.
Yeah,
lickier tongue.
No, something like that. Licked tongue.
Yeah, I don't know. I had Pokemon Go on my phone too, and I
he's my walking buddy, right? He looks so happy. His tongue's just flopping. He looks so happy.
He's just always licking the air.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
cool. How snakes do it.
So what was your team?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember at this point. Geez.
Okay, yeah. You guys are just thinking about it.
I do not remember. I just wanted to pass the time.
Yeah,
and talk about Pokemon.
Well, yeah, and they were probably talking about football, and Tom was like, "Not on my watch." He's like, "Hey, let's go this way instead." Right. Everyone's like, "Oh yeah, it sounds fun." He's just sitting in the back, like, "Yes, yes."
I know they chose.
Yes.
They chose Raymundo, the dad from Rocket Power, to be head coach.
Tito? Yeah. Uncle Tito was cool from Rocket Power.
Well, speaking of like football, you know, we don't really watch football.
No.
But you know what we do watch?
What?
Esports.
Esports. We
finally,
a real sport.
We attended.
Welcome to the Gap Year Podcast, live from Esport Nation. I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Arik.
I'm Emma.
There we go. And we have Arik and Emma down on the field. And tell us, guys, what are you guys reporting on down there?
Wow, yeah, so...
I've hacked into
the
mainframe.
A lot of mouses.
No, but we actually attended a live esports
tournament. We did!
Ooh,
we went to
and we're actually in a Netflix documentary for like a second because they did a... So you know that show 7 Days? Where it's like 7 days of hyping up or leading up to whatever the big event is?
No, but
yeah, never
going.
Heard of it.
It's awesome.
But I like where we're going right now.
So in Miami, in about April of 2017, the League of Legends spring finals for NALCS, North American League Championship, was held in Miami, and we got the chance to grab tickets and go. And
it was
was one of the best experiences ever.
That's awesome.
It was so cool.
Awesome.
And we don't even play the game anymore. We still had fun.
Yeah.
I think that's such a cool generational gap thing because. That's not something you guys had the chance to do back then, really?
We get a chance to do it now. I don't know if I'd call it a generational gap, per se.
I think esports definitely weren't around.
Yeah.
But I think the stigma around video games has changed so much.
Yeah.
And even in the last, 10 years, as opposed to even, 15 years. So, we would grow up playing, our competitive games would have been, Halo.
Right.
Or, first-person shooters. And now that's, such a forefront in esports because everyone loves that so much. It's crazy to me to think that, we used to spend our afternoons even, playing 24-hour LANs and stuff, and people would be like, why the hell do you play so many video games?
Yeah.
And now, Ninja, didn't he move over to
Mixer
a couple, a month or so
ago? Yep.
And he got some humongous signing bonus for that.
Yeah.
Which made him, a very heavily paid athlete, definitely the highest
in
esports, but he's an athlete, an esport athlete.
That's
and that,
right.
to me, is just something I never thought would happen.
I think two of the big differences is back in our day, if I can say that, we weren't really paid for gaming, and you were still allowed to bully each other.
Oh,
so, if I had worn a PlayStation shirt to school, I would have gotten bullied.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, oh, sick, common interests. I love it. Everybody's, everybody and their diversified likes are accepted.
Yeah.
That was not how it was.
Some dude walks up with a backwards cap and just a cutoff t-shirt. He's like, yo, bro. oh, no. And he's just like, give me your gamer tag.
Yeah.
I don't know why the dude sounds like that, but in my mind, that's the the epitome of a bully.
That's so funny.
Someone that's just going to talk really deep and just flex on me.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, oh, no, please go away, sir.
Yeah. Whereas with us, it was more like, you're different than me. I hate you.
different.
Yeah, and that's like not the vibe with you. I mean, like,
do you think it's because the internet is like?
Well, I was gonna say there's still obviously bullying rampant and whatnot, and it's so much easier now because like I don't even have to be near you to do it. I mean, just, like, talk shit about you on Facebook or something. Yeah. Or
that's so true.
TikTok or something.
Or just behind your back.
Yeah,
on a text group.
Well, I could always do behind your back, but I could start a Slack group of like people who hate Arik.
Whoa.
We still have to invite some people to that too.
Yeah, hey, wait. Like, who would even be in that?
Who's not in that?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God, Emma. Yes.
We'll send you an invite.
Emma, she's the admin.
Would you be in that?
In what?
People who hate Arik group.
Slack group we start.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to tell them about that, though.
What the hell?
Yeah, she's the one running it. She's the admin.
Well, I think Arik could contribute some really good zings. Are you good with self-deprecating humor?
Sometimes.
Okay, good.
He says really softly, I'm like, yeah, Well, you brought up something, so...
Yeah. Oh, you brought up something too I want to talk about.
We all brought up so many things. Whoa. Really quick.
It's like a potluck.
So, yeah, we're all bringing something to the table.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, man. It's been a while since Arik got a real good one under us like that. I like that. So, when we were growing up, it was always a big thing like Xbox, PlayStation, okay. PC,
yeah.
And then like the PC Master Race, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that that's changed at all?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you think that all are more accepted now, or do you think that people are still, like, very set in their ways? I used to be, like, a diehard Xbox, like, fan. Yeah.
Oh,
and now, if I had gone back, I'd probably play games on other consoles, but Xbox is just so simple and easy for me. Like, I'm not going to go and buy three different systems to play three different games all the time now. I have my Switch, and that's for, like, friends and, like, party games. Yeah, I was
going to say, you and I do have a Switch and an Xbox.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put, like, the Switch into the conversation of, you know... Everyone's like, Xbox or PC, Xbox or PlayStation. Mm-hmm. No one's over there like, but my Switch. Yeah. Like, no. Sit down, go play Smash or whatever other games you have.
And Stardew
like,
Valley.
Let everyone else talk.
Zelda.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you do on that.
Like, but I was curious, do you guys feel like that's still a big thing in the esport culture or anything? So, or is it just, it's all PC anyway, so no one cares?
So, yeah, everyone I've seen on Reddit or Twitter all have a custom-built PC that they built. Yeah. Sure. Gaming PC.
Well, because they probably stream from it too, and you need to have something... robust to do that.
Exactly. And it's also most successful. Like Steam is such a, you know, crazy marketplace. But also, the people that I do see have consoles is, you know, Switches for Smash, but Xbox and PS4 users are more older or casual players. So that's people who usually use Xbox here.
Hey, you got it, Tom.
PS4 sure. are people who don't have the time or like dedication or drive that they used to play games.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's more comfortable, easier
they're
to
fading away.
Yeah, exactly.
And their lights dimming.
That's
they're
right. Dying
and
out.
Listen, you buy
we're the dinosaurs. Here comes this fucking meteor. That's just one big Microsoft like Windows thing just coming crashing into the earth. Just takes us away.
But I mean, it makes sense. When you buy an Xbox, it comes with the controller. It comes with a game probably.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy anything else. With a PC, you have to buy a keyboard, a mouse pad, two monitors.
So it's all the investment is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would
so
say people...
That's why I feel like older people, or not older people, but people who don't have the drive as they used to, would just go for the convenient route. He's looking at me like, what
the
fuck?
I just love every time Arik gets into explaining something, it always turns back into like, fuck old people. So, it's so underhanded, but it's so good.
Even Arik's mind says, screw it.
I'll take you tell me. The reason I was never a PC gamer is because growing up, my dad was a teacher, so we always had a Mac in the house because that's what he used at school.
Great point.
Had like floppy disks all the way. Like, every computer we've ever had was a Mac, which meant only like Blizzard games.
No way.
So only RTS games. And our parents' mantra was, you've got a game system for games, computers for work.
Mm-hmm.
That was our mantra. So we always had an NES and then an SNES and then a N64 and then a GameCube. And I think from the GameCube, Xbox was the first Switch we did over. Because it seemed like in the beginning you were Nintendo or you were PlayStation.
Oh.
Okay.
And now I don't know what drew that divide.
Or you had a Genesis and you were the one kid that had one.
Nobody had a Saturn. Nobody had a Genesis.
Well, I didn't have either of those, but everyone in their group of friends had a kid
who had a Genesis.
Had it. Yeah. Right. And you were always didn't you guys?
No, they don't know what that is.
We were the kids who had it.
God, get out of here. This drives me crazy that
I almost want
to
say
you guys
that.
Didn't have to go through the struggle that we did of like, I want to play this game. It's not like, well, I can just pull up this website and just play it right now. It's like I had to go find somebody that had that system, that had that game, and then become friends with them, probably not like them, and then be like, let's invite myself over to play that game for a little bit.
Sounds like a lot of hoopla.
It's a lot of hoopla.
That's a lot of hoopla.
Way too much hoopla.
Dude.
Wow.
Well, I feel like PCs only became relevant and popular throughout maybe, 2016? Because when I was growing up playing video games, like you're right, all Halo, all Call of Duty, sure, all those games. So I don't think it's something that it's old people. I should rephrase that a little bit better. But yeah, like,
no, that's your stick. It's all about old people, down with them. But if you're over the age of 25, you're fucking 80 to Arik. Like, that's the way he looks at it.
Literally every time he tries to explain himself, he's like, yeah, like older people, they just...
You know, those people that are 1 foot in the grave, like 25, 26, like, just, no, it must suck to be them.
I would say, look that up. The Genesis came out 89, so 11 years before they were born.
Jesus. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
How cool is it that we're born in the year 2000?
Y2K, baby.
Yeah. It's cool because you guys actually have a chance of then living to 2100, you know, living to the next century.
Elon Musk, he's going to program us and make us, like,
We're going to space.
Immortal.
Oh, yeah, like taking your consciousness and being able to put it into, like, a computer program.
Like in that Black Mirror.
I think I would actually put my consciousness in Sims and become a Sims character.
You would?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Didn't we talk about this? How all they've done in Sims is...
It's just increase your ways to die.
Yeah. People are going to put you in a room with no doors and make you pee yourself to death. Is that what you want for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I was a...
Like, remember to get more money, we...
Did you say gah because she smacked you?
Your sister made a grandpa... But left him in the pool just to get his money, and then
holy crap, the inheritance
money.
Wait,
I think that's dirty.
We did that.
That's so dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty. That's Sims.
There needs to be like a Law and Order type show that's just in Sims. And just like trying to figure out like how people kill. God, that needs. If that's not a stream out there, like a machine, that'd be fucking solid.
Okay, TM.
You make a character looks like Ice Cube. Yeah. And then, like, from SVU, and then he just walks into the room, and then, like, you just have him, like, kneel down. It's like, looks like they pissed themselves to death. I'm just like, oh, man.
Was that the one with the guy with the sunglasses that totes him down? Like,
I think that's
cool?
CSI.
He's like,
wait,
what
Horatio
did you say?
Kane from CSI.
No, Law and Order SVU.
Oh, God,
that's
so many
that's special
of those
victims.
Shows.
I CSI is, like, its own show that has, like, a bunch of different locations they did. Law and Order was always New York, just, like, different divisions of, like, the police department. Which so there's like always... a CSI Miami, CSI New York, CSI, I don't know, there's all over the place.
I think they did like Las Vegas.
Which one always had like semen?
NCIS?
NCIS is the naval.
Is that a different one?
That was the naval cop show. That was also on
CSI. The naval cop show.
You know Mark Gibson? Is that his name?
No. Shit. Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
He went to Pacific Rim one time.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a picture of him from our local Applebee's before they remodeled it. And we.
What?
Yeah.
Is he a local guy then?
I think
no,
his kids
he's not.
Go to school
Mark
here.
Harmon.
Mark Harmon. His
is his name.
Yeah, his kids go to school here.
Nice.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
Well, they probably did. They're probably old now.
Yeah.
Shout out to
they're probably like,
Mark Harmon.
They're probably like 2021, so they're real fucking old, according to Arik now. But no, but our Applebee's remodeled. This was like years and years ago when we were in high school. And I remember they had all the pictures back in the day, like of all these celebrities like strewn across the walls. And you could go in when they were remodeling it and you could buy a photo.
No way.
Yeah, for whatever price, like depending on the size of it.
That's
and
sick.
We bought a picture of Mark Harmon because me and my buddy Ian watched NCIS. And for years,
That's
we
hilarious.
Gifted it back and forth as gifts, like at birthdays or...
That is so
and then it turned
awesome.
Into like if we got each other a Christmas present or something like that, like we would give them something. Like
no.
I gave him like a box, like a puzzle. And he's like, oh, a fucking puzzle. Cool. And he got home and opened it up, and it was empty with nothing but the picture of Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
That's pretty
oh
cool.
God,
so
that's awesome.
Been going around for a while, and he actually just had a daughter, and I
no
was
way.
Really tempted to put that in, like, their
you
registry
should.
Box.
Should,
I couldn't find it. It's in my house, though. God, we found it, like,
you gotta find that.
Yeah. I want, like, her first birthday when he's just like, thanks so much for getting her a gift, man. He's going to open it up and just going to be him with, like, a little speech bubble that says, like, happy birthday, Eleanor.
Baby shower would have been awesome.
I know. Oh I wanted that
oh,
so
yeah,
bad.
He just had a, yeah.
God.
I was thinking of like fast food restaurants. Like I was wondering when you guys were in college.
Wait, when did you just talk about a fast food
dude,
restaurant?
I don't care. Applebee's.
Applebee's is fast casual. It's a sit
let's
down.
Get into this. Hold on. Let's right. get into this
I don't
conversation.
Even call it fast. I would just say it's just casual.
Okay.
Dining. It's,
an,
not
it's your neighborhood grill.
Yeah.
It's nothing different than like a
there's
Chili's.
There's no drive through, so it's not a fast casual.
Fast food is
true, but don't
a fast food. I would consider it has to be like 80% sit down because you can't order to go. So that's not a different thing there, but it's. It's really
yeah, you
just
can order
a,
to
just,
go out back. I wouldn't
yeah,
call
just
out
casual
back
dining.
So like,
yeah. Maybe the quality is fast food to some people.
Right, but it's similar to like Carrabba's, I guess. Or like, you
yeah,
know, it's like
a restaurant, but
Outback
yeah.
Steakhouse.
Okay,
yeah, okay
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a chain.
Red Lobster.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
But when you guys were in college, like, because we, you know, we're not in college.
No.
Right? So, but how did
you guys are living a life?
Do you guys just like for food? Do you eat like your parents? You use your parents' money for food? Like, I don't. How did that work?
So I got student loans that paid for tuition and then whatever was left over. And then I also had a job in college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had a job in college?
Yeah. What job?
Yeah. Whoa. Same.
I taught swim lessons and then gymnastics to little kids.
You taught what? Gymnastics?
Yeah. Well, it was like the tumble tots. So can like 3 years it? Old. So it was them rolling on their heads. I can roll on my head. I can do that all day. Wow.
What did you do, Lee?
I worked in restaurants.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah,
I was, when
yeah.
I was
that for years.
Yeah, when I was.
He can eat at his restaurant.
I think I was when I was 16 yeah. was the first time like I got. I worked at like a retirement home, but like no in their way. Restaurant.
Shout out Freedom Village.
Yeah, Freedom Village. Ooh, throwback there. And I worked there through high school. And then whoa. I quit there and worked at.
Sam Sneeds.
No, I worked at Petland.
Petland.
Oh. For a little bit. Not a restaurant.
That's not cute. Definitely not a restaurant. I worked there for like a year and had to leave there for some like family stuff. And aww. Also school was just right. too much. And it's really like a high pressure job. I actually didn't like retail sales. Like that taught me I never want to work retail.
I agree.
No matter what like the option was, it was just way too much.
Yeah.
So then I went back to restaurants and I worked all through college going to school full time and then working full time to just pay for it. So I never took a student loan out except when we went to Europe. I still got a $2,000 loan, so I didn't have to pay for my Europe trip.
What? Wow, that's
awesome.
Are your loans all covered? And
no, but it's kind of at the point now where I've got several loans, whether it's a car loan, we've got two college loans, mm-hmm. but they're each just like a couple grand, and I could just pay them off in a chunk, right. but I kind of don't mind. The interest is so low that I don't mind paying the minimum, if anything, just to build credit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It builds a ton of credit.
So rather just pay them off, I'd rather just keep that line
respect.
Of credit open.
Respect,
you guys, Ark just respect knuckled me.
Yeah, you couldn't see it. But
you guys couldn't hear it, but God, the room.
Yeah.
The room felt it.
But that's cool. I didn't know you guys had jobs like throughout the college thing.
Yeah.
You just balanced like homework. What, did you guys get good grades in college and stuff like that? Like,
heck yeah, baby.
C's get degrees.
If you ever get below a 3.5, we're fighting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fighting.
We're throwing down.
I'm sorry. 4.0 is the highest, isn't it?
I don't know if it's because both of our brothers did really well too, or my dad was a teacher or what, but our mantra was always be like, for college, like the only way we were going to college was if we got the Bright Futures 100% Bright scholarship.
Whoa.
So, you know, we did the either 28 on the ACT or 1270 on the SAT.
Whoa. I can't believe we got the 100% those, like, specific things.
Oh, yeah. So we got the 100% scholarship, so we always had to keep good grades.
I'm kind
of freaking out.
And it was one of those things where, like, if you didn't get, like, more A's than B's, it was always like, what happened? You didn't try?
What?
So,
Lee, was the same thing with you?
No. Like, for me, I don't know, man. I never really liked school. Like, school for me was never... Never. I enjoyed, like, going, and I enjoyed, like, friends, and I got good grades, but I never really went out of my way to, like, try, I guess, 100%. Because for me, like, 4.0 and all that stuff, like... Mm-hmm. There were so many kids that I knew that were like so dedicated to school. I had that mentality like, I'm never going to get that.
Like
that. No,
I was top 10%, but I wasn't valedictorian.
No. Like, yeah, exactly. Tom had a good school life balance.
Like we sat in the back and sang Christmas carols. Math class.
We got out of so many projects. We were the kids that would be like,
suck ups.
Oh yeah. We were the best brown nosers. And our teachers loved it though.
Yeah,
like,
that's smart.
Because I think they knew as much as we were like, oh man, we're pulling the strings here. Like our teachers were just like, but they're cool guys. Like they're nice guys.
They appreciated us just not being dicks.
Yeah.
Like so many other kids out there.
There's so many shit kids that are out in like these classes. We would be like, hey, so we wrote a song about like What didn't we write one about Edgar Allan Poe or something?
Yes, we did one about Edgar Allan Poe, and then the teacher actually had us go around to the other English classes and
we just
play it.
Disrupted every one of our friends' classes to be like, excuse me, Miss Ladd sent us over here, so we actually have to play the song. And they would be like, oh, well, go for it. And we would just sit there and play our song, and then we'd be like, hey, can we take like that person with us to like help us sing the song in the next class? Like, sure, why not? So we just get our friends out of class.
Oh,
we ran that school. It was great.
I think, was it you or Matt? One of you came over, and in American history, my final project was I wrote a song, and I got an A for it. And we sang it. And then in math, we did one called, it was very emo, it was called Trigonometric Demise.
That was you and
God.
Matt. I wasn't on that one.
And our math teacher actually called up her husband, and we played it for him over the phone.
No!
It was awesome.
That's amazing.
I still have the words for it.
This is amazing.
Wait, so this was college?
I would love
no,
to be.
No, this was high school.
I would love to be like a fly on the wall living in their high school life.
The
That's
difference
amazing.
Is we did that same shit in college.
Did it work out?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, we That's got amazing. Out of our that one humongous... project in history
by doing
like,
the video
we did a video that was just about like
Fiddlewick.
Tom was like this weird time traveler for some reason.
And I had a weird hat and like a bathrobe
and he would like pop in and be like, you know, don't you want to learn about history? Like we talked about It was like Prohibition or something. Yeah. And we
just called a speakeasy.
They were just like playing a game.
And
dude,
I remember everyone had to do these like very elaborate projects, and we just went up there and played a 2-minute video that we did like the weekend before it was due.
Yeah.
And we just stood stone faced, just hilarious, staring off like, yeah, you guys better fucking love this. Oh my God. At the end, the teacher was like, well, I mean, like, you covered all the topics, so that's pretty interesting. And to us, we're just like, this is the best way to do any kind of schoolwork. Right. Why write a paper when you can make a video or song?
And it's not just that's community amazing. College, which is where that was. USF, too. At
a large university.
Yeah. I did a video for health communication class, my final project, and it was a spoof music video called Don't Fear the Doctor. Me playing the karaoke and just singing my own lyrics over it, and then we filmed it.
Didn't you?
Teachers love video.
Wow.
They love it. Because it shows like you tried the project, but you don't have to write. Writing sucks.
Yeah. All he That's did, but amazing. He took the time to write like lyrics.
Which is way more interesting than writing a freaking essay.
Write a five, so much more fun. Yeah, 5-page paper.
I'd rather do that.
That's awesome.
So would you say that like, what was your favorite part of your lifetime, I guess.
Prime of our lifetime.
Like right now, do you like right now better than college? Do you like high school better than right now? Do you like college better?
Everything
than
has its own. I'm just trying to avoid saying we peaked early.
Peaked in high school.
Yeah. Every part of life has its own interesting things, and each one's just a different phase. Like right now, we're working, and there's so many exciting things happening at work. Like this is a really exciting time that can lead to some really great things.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, it's not like even with all this responsibility, being an adult, you'll get there one day. It's not like we don't get to goof off. We're doing a podcast right now.
You're right.
So like, well, we're still having fun.
Exactly.
No matter what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the difference that you have this mentality when you're younger, if you will, when you're younger, you feel like you don't have enough time to figure out how to be an adult.
Uh-huh.
And at 30, I'm still figuring out how to be an adult, but I feel like I'm successful in my own right at it.
It never stops.
There's such a pressure to younger people about like, you have to go off to college. You have to get your degree by this age. You have to move out by this age. And I think that the stigma there has changed so much over the years, because people are starting to realize that the world out there is like a much harder to do than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and then everything moves so much faster. So as you know, younger people, like, are there any things that you guys look at as like, oh, I can't wait till I get to that milestone? Like for us, for like me and I, it was like, we've dated, we then get married. We get married, we get a house. We kind of followed that.
You get
a
dog.
Yeah, no dogs. Not too much to take care of. Children, not a problem. I'm not gonna walk a dog at 6 in the morning or whatever. But yeah, I mean, are there things that you guys think about as far as like what you do? You set yourselves up on milestones, I guess, thinking forward. Like, what do you want to do in the next 5 years, 10 years, all
I'm
that kind of nonsense?
Chilling right now,
right? And do that as long as you can.
I'm chilling. I think the only thing
it's great.
The only thing I'm lacking right now is getting myself out there and exposing myself to new things, because I have such a cool life here that I'm just fine. I don't feel like.
I mean, you guys go to some incredible places.
It's not that you're just living at home like, you know, 18 hours a day just sitting there like eating takeout and just like hanging out. Like you're out doing things, and that's the difference.
That's true.
You know, like Emma, you get to travel and see a lot of cool things and experience all of that. Like that to me is worth a different weight in like life experience versus what people would be like, I'm going to go to school and get my degree and then do this. Like,
yeah.
And you both are, well, I mean, this isn't your first job, but this is both of your like main like first job.
Yes,
this kind is of real. Like,
and you guys are like kicking serious ass too.
So thank it's you, like, Thomas.
You guys are getting like a really solid. Hey. You guys are like moving in a great direction.
But we're gonna good. We're gonna good cop, bad cop. You guys can always do better.
It's true.
For sure.
That's you're great, true. But you can do better. It's just gonna be a lot of back and forth on
Lee
this.
Lee is both now.
Yeah. What do you got on your mind, Emma?
What's on your brain?
I was talking. I was back to Lee's milestone.
Oh yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. Tell me about Lee's milestone. And then something you reminded me of earlier.
Big stone.
It's a big stone. Okay, I'm going to jump right into it.
Yeah. Let's jump in.
You made
don't
me
put me
think
on the spot again,
because
I don't want to go on the spot again.
I don't remember the theme song for that.
That's all right. It was just art.
You said something earlier about nails or yogurt, which immediately came to mind.
Gelato.
What
yogurt,
would you rather
gelato.
Eat? Because you were like, you know, would I rather eat yogurt or is it gelato?
Gelato.
Would you rather
gelato.
Eat gelato or would you rather eat a thing of nails?
Uh-huh.
But think about this. Would you rather eat warm gelato or warm grapes?
Ooh, warm grapes.
Warm gelato or warm grapes.
Yeah.
So can
warm,
I...
There's no such thing as warm gelato.
I want to clarify. Oh,
let's
like
say yogurt.
Melted gelato.
Let's say
melted.
Warm yogurt. That's
warm yogurt
nice.
Or like warm grapes.
Yeah, because warm gelato is just going to be a milkshake and I'm just going to glup, glup, glup.
Like it's warm or it's room temp.
It's warm. It's warm yogurt or it's hot grapes. Not burn your mouth. I'm doing hot grapes, dude.
I'm doing hot grapes.
You're doing hot grapes?
Guys, come on.
The yogurt. Can you imagine that?
It's just.
Can you imagine hot, warm yogurt?
Dude, you can shake that down fast. A grape requires some chewing. It's like a bursting.
Question.
It's like a pudding. Probiotics.
It's like a pudding.
The probiotics are dead because they can't go back.
They're probably thriving.
They're thriving.
In the heat?
No.
They might love it.
Why would you want to wait? So you would just you don't even care like hot grapes.
Well,
is
first
fine.
Of all, I don't like yogurt.
You eat yogurt every day.
Fuck yogurt.
I eat coconut milk yogurt.
That's yogurt.
something about the dairy. Oh my god! If it was warm dairy,
had a warm coconut yogurt might taste good.
It's made from coconut.
You never had
a hot
glass of milk before bed?
Nobody does that for real.
Yeah, when they talk about warm milk to like put you to sleep and stuff, that's just because that person doesn't want to live anymore. That person, they're going to fall asleep.
It's worse than Red Bull.
They take a sip and they're just like, take me night. Yeah. They're just like, head back in the pillow. Please go away.
That should be
an
option.
Like old timer eggnog, like Christmas, whatever.
Oh, I just learned eggnog is actually alcohol. Like, it's a fermented alcohol.
Yeah. It is. I never thought about how it's made.
Well, I think it has super low alcohol content, but they also have like non-alcoholic eggnog and you put rum in it. Like that's like
I thought all of them were non-alcoholic. You added your own.
Right,
man. I'm gonna look this up. What is eggnog made out of?
Eggs.
Wait,
everyone put their guesses.
So
in.
So you're all telling me that
we just told you it's two
yogurt?
Parts egg, one part nog.
I think it's two parts nog.
Ooh. What is nog?
I mean, it depends on where you're at.
Yeah, you don't know. Man, wow, there is a generational gap here.
Yeah. Wait, what is?
Thank God we're closing it.
Yeah.
Nog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is nog?
Just Google image search nog.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what pops
Big
up.
Big nog.
Say
Big.
I need to buy some nog for my eggnog.
Okay. Traditional homemade eggnog is made of milk or cream, sugar, raw eggs, one or more alcoholic spirits. What's spirit?
That's when you're putting in like
ghost.
Rum. Yeah.
Okay.
The ghost of vodka.
You
wish
hard enough, alcohol will come.
A nog is a small block or peg of wood.
Mm-hmm. You put a couple nogs in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you put in like a cinnamon nog would be like a cinnamon stick.
Are you
or like
serious?
A cedar
are you
nog.
Making that up on the spot?
No.
You totally are.
A cinnamon nog. No, he's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
Alright, send another joke now.
What joke?
Oh. Nog is also this Ferengi. Starfleet officer.
Oh, from Star Trek.
Wow.
Is that which one is that?
Sorry, he's a lieutenant junior grade, not an officer. Sorry.
My mistake,
Jacques Aubin. My mistake.
But yeah, it's alcohol and
either way, it's gross. Right.
Yeah. Eggnog is probably one of the grossest holiday, I guess, like,
that,
I don't know, holiday staples.
That egg cream bunny thing.
No.
Come on,
I would
y'all.
Rather eat a Cadbury cream egg than drink eggnog.
Oh,
I would do that too.
Yeah,
I would too.
What?
100%.
Eggnog.
Do you like horchata?
Yeah.
Is
but horchata
is similar to eggnog or
no? No, I think horchata is thinner.
It's like cinnamon milk.
It tastes like.
Good. Oh, I've had it.
It tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
Yeah.
It's fucking delicious.
Is that like eggnog?
Yeah, that's
no. Good. Eggnog is like thicker. It's kind of like not viscous really, but
like
it's
a
like
yogurt.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like a warm yogurt.
Ew.
It's what is?
Jicaro seeds ground with rice.
Oh my god.
Rice.
Wait, okay, wait.
So, warm yogurt or hot grapes?
Hot grapes.
Hot grapes. Oh, 100%.
You guys are crazy.
Also, I'd rather eat yogurt.
I'd rather eat yogurt too.
If it's hot enough, it's a raisin.
What?
No.
Fast. Well, hot and long enough. Then
yes.
It could be a raisin.
You mean if you dry
hot
it out?
Enough for long enough, it's a raisin.
If I process this grape as a raisin, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know how... But who doesn't drink bad yogurt?
Bad yogurt? It's not bad. It's just warm.
Yeah.
So, you'd pick yogurt rather than
yogurt? Oh, yeah.
Like, you can have... That's the thing. You can have, like, a warm glass of milk, and it doesn't mean it's bad milk.
Warm strawberry
you wouldn't
yogurt?
Want the milk to cool down to room temp again, because then it would be real gross.
Oh, my...
Man. I one time did that.
It shook right now.
What'd you do?
I left milk out and trying to make cheese when I was a kid. Like, I left just...
Dude,
so I got a house lamp, and I put it under or over a solo cup of milk.
Okay.
For like a couple or a few days.
Yeah.
And so you just left it out?
Yeah,
like,
I just left it there. And
steeping?
And I was so sad.
And then you were going to eat it?
I smelled it, and I was like, this doesn't smell like cheese, so I threw it away.
No, I get that.
Have you ever dipped in, like, two... Like, you've gone in the fridge, and you're like, I really want a glass of milk right now. You don't pay attention to the smell or anything. You just, like, poured it and started sipping
yep.
and got, like...
Yep.
Just so
who has
rotten
milk in their fridge right now?
No.
No, but right? No. Raise your hand.
I don't think I do anymore.
Let the record show that nobody has their hand raised.
Thomas, I only have almond milk.
You said you tried to age your own milk one time?
No, I tried to do a thing where you take an egg from the carton and put it in your backyard and hope it hatches into a chicken.
What the hell? Because you need a proper incubator. Yeah,
it needs to be like fertilized or something.
Wait, you know what? In Japan, they do that as like science experiment. They make an incubator and make a chicken grow out of a store bought egg.
That was like a science experiment that classes do and stuff.
Yeah, how do they fertilize it?
Let's look at
don't they inseminate, I think?
It must happen before the egg is created, right?
No, I'm saying once they get the egg, they inject the other side into it and it actually starts to work.
Oh, in there. It's not here, like that's not how nature works.
No, not at all.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's something like that, but it was pretty cool.
It's
are these the same Asians that like would let him develop a little bit and then crunch on him?
No! What are you talking about? Balut.
Baloo? Oh.
What is this?
It's you never know about that? Okay, look it up on
No!
Google. It's a basically
This is an audio medium. How do you spell it?
My sister likes it.
How do you spell it?
My grandpa likes it. My grandma it's a
They like what?
B-A-L-U-T.
What is this?
It's like a giant egg and you open it and it's a half born fetus in it and you just like a soup and it's like getting all the nutrients.
There it is.
You
little chicken placenta
fucking
in there.
Monsters. Hey,
no, that's not what it looks like.
That's
it has,
blue.
It usually has hair on it too a little bit.
What the fuck?
A little beak.
Why? Yeah.
I don't eat that shit because that's disgusting. But
why though? Why does that appeal to somebody?
Oh, because it tastes great.
Apparently it's really good.
And it's like an oyster.
Because
it's hard. No, it's not. It's a half-born chicken. No. That is the grossest looking thing ever.
That would be hard to eat. That would be hard to eat.
There's like a little, so there's brine within the egg.
No.
You
just, nope.
Yep. Yeah. Anyways,
you know what? Put me on a fucking roller coaster before I eat that.
100%. Yeah, we got him on a roller coaster.
What if we put him on a scary horror roller coaster?
That's in the only dark way to get off is eating one of those.
No, and you have to.
I will snap my neck on that thing. I am gone.
You have to chug 10 balutes before you get off.
That is so gross. No. There's some weird food out
there.
There's some weird food.
There's some sick stuff. Like there was when I was looking at like most cruel snacks. There's one another
most
one.
Cruel I don't know. Snacks.
It seems like maybe I'm
cruel to you or cruel to the animal.
He was like, you know, yeah. I was looking at the most cruel snacks.
The top two I see are from Asia. I don't know what it is about them just trying to get crazy with just torturing. But there's one where they take like a boiling a pot of water with a tofu brick in the middle, and they have eels. What? And then what they do is they start boiling it, so the eels burrow into the tofu until eventually they try to get away from it. But eventually they realize they can't, and they actually get boiled in the tofu.
That's
so
crazy.
So then you have this tofu eel block to eat.
But it's like naturally in there.
What? And it's just, they just like slowly get boiled to death. But I guess we do that with lobsters.
Yeah.
So like you can't
lobster
really
and crab and all that.
But
like
I always thought the humane thing, if you can call it that, is like you stab the lobster in the head last second and then put it in the pot.
I don't think
kill
so.
It. So you're not.
Yeah.
No, I think you literally put it in the pot.
What's the point
of
that?
I think it's because they don't want like the meat to tense up
because,
or something like
apparently
that.
Apparently
right?
the like I the feel turnover like rate for lobster is really.
You're talking about like a lobster's never going to be more tense in his life than when he's put alive into a boiling pot.
I agree.
Whereas if you kill him, he's limp.
Gordon Ramsay kills his lobster before boiling them,
probably right before, right?
And he has a fucking TV show.
And three Michelin stars everywhere, so. Yeah.
Three? Only three?
He's
no, he's like 20 Michelin stars.
He's no, what's his name? Thomas something.
Keller.
Thomas Keller. Right? Doesn't he have the most?
The
like,
sauce
they're,
boss?
They're tied for yeah.
Thomas Michelin. Keller, the sauce boss. That's the guy that taught your master class, right?
Yes. I'm shout out to master class, by the way. You talked about that in episode four. Jackie Chan's scuba diving class.
Yeah. And Ari's master class about bowling a couple of
years
before
half
that.
Ball,
yeah.
Half good, half ball.
All right. So this brings up something as we're talking about food, because this is how I've always felt. You go back in time, prehistoric times or Neanderthals, right? You're separated into hunters and gatherers.
Sick.
I like that.
She's all ready.
Can
for
we
it.
Soundboard that shit?
Yeah.
Sick.
I would 100% have to be a gatherer. If I took my mentality right now, like not going back to then, because again, that would be survival of the fittest, right? I wouldn't be like, I have to go kill something.
Yeah.
Right now, if you took me, Lee, at this moment, I would rather just be, I would always rather be the hunter or the gatherer
like
than a hunter.
Like you're foraging like vegetables and stuff?
100%.
No way.
Put me out there in the fields, baby. I'll bring berries back all day.
You don't want to be like creeping up on like a woolly mammoth.
That shit's scary.
Jacked out of your mind. Like, you're like, I could die right
he's
now.
He's a fucking serial killer. Look at
this. I can wreck this.
Yeah, he's
I can
ready.
See the adrenaline coming to his head.
No,
oh
to
my
me,
God.
Like, I don't know.
I'm
there's
scared.
Something. There's something about that whole mentality of like, I can eat it when I know it's dead. If I'm the one having to kill it, like, I can't do it. Like, when I used to go fishing with my dad, even when I was, like, younger, I would catch the fish, and then my dad would do the whole thing. Like, I'd be like, man, this is a pretty awesome catch. And he'd be like, yep, walk away now. Because, like, he would basically kill it for me. And then, like, we would take it home. Like, he would cook it up. Yeah, and I'd be like, that was a delicious fish. And I knew I caught it. I knew he killed it. But because I didn't see it, I was cool with it. Right. If he was like, all right, it's your turn to do this now, that's when I was like, I don't want to fish anymore. Oh. Like, I couldn't do it.
You got to be able to clean your own fish.
I can't take life away from something. Tom's is over I can here. Eat it once it's done. That was, like, my thing about...
He's like Dexter. He's got the tweezers.
That was my
He's
thing ready. About, like, eating meat and stuff like that when people are like, yeah. Well, you know, how can you kill it? It's like, unfortunately, if it's already dead, I can see why people will still eat it because, like, yeah. You don't want it to go to waste. Like, it's there. But if you're like, hey, we're going to go on a camping trip. Don't bring any supplies. You got to go kill your own food. I'm like, I'm dead. Like, I'm just gonna forage off whatever I can find, but it won't be meat, unfortunately. Or how about you guys? I'll go set up camp for you. I'll find all the sticks. I'll even look for some natural berries. Aww. Just bring me back some food, please.
We'd be a and then I'll come back with the food, or I won't.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And then I'm out there alone.
So what are you guys then?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, go ahead.
I don't know.
Come on, Emma.
I don't know, dude.
Are you a hunter or a gatherer?
I don't know.
You gotta
I don't
have
know.
It. If I had a bunny in my hand that I caught and I had Listen. To snap its neck to kill it, I couldn't do it.
Well, we're not talking about bunnies.
Listen,
we're
things,
like woolly mammoths.
You will change
something.
Your
no,
mind.
We're talking about whatever he can find.
But you'll change Wait, your mind right. when you're actually no, hungry.
Good luck catching a bunny. That's true. Can you imagine how hard it would be to catch a
okay,
bunny?
Okay, if I had to shoot something from far away with a bow and arrow, I could do it.
I could. A deer or something? Yeah. Especially if it's like, that's my meal, or else I don't have food.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah. Sure. When you're truly hungry and there's no other option, you will do it.
How about this, though? What if you had a sword and you're like face to face with a deer and you go,
If you got a sword, you like, should have some other food. How'd you have a sword?
Why don't you go to the nearest village, trade that fucking sword in for some real
He's
food?
He's been spending 10 days making the sword. He's like, all right. There's like 5 pounds.
All the hunters keep coming back. Yeah. They're just like, where's Ark? He's like, I don't know. He's been fucking playing with a sword in the middle of a field for 3 days. Lee keeps bringing him berries to keep him alive. We don't know what's going on out there.
It's like, where's Neanderthals? Everyone else has got clubs. Where do you get a sword? It blows my mind.
It's true. It's what it's his starting equipment that he came back with.
Yep.
When he loaded up, he got the DLC and like was like he gets to start with like orange items.
So as long
like,
as you're not close enough to see their eyes, you're okay being a hunter.
Yes.
Okay.
And, can't be up close.
I don't know. It would depend.
Sounds like a gatherer talk right there.
Yeah, I think you're a gatherer.
Listen.
Kind of ultimate team.
If okay.
Emma and I can handle it.
Yeah. There's gotta be a gatherer, there's gotta be a hunter.
How nice would it be to be
you
in the
need
fields.
A balanced meal. You can't just be eating a bunch of
Bro,
meat all the time.
But listen, Harvesting. if you got your village you know,
whatever.
And you gotta feed your village. You gotta take the spear. You gotta go out there.
You start eating each other.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's some Lord of the Flies shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did
if
you guys
is.
Ever read that book?
Is it the one where they get stranded on the island?
Yes,
they you get talked to me about that a whole.
I
place.
Did. Yeah. It's long story short, a bunch of kids get shipwrecked on an island, and it all starts off like them kind of like playing like you know Survivor, and it's an older book, but it
and then
it goes downhill real fucking quick. Yeah, there's a fat kid they call Piggy. And spoilers,
oh, no.
They end up dropping a rock on his head Holy and like killing Piggy and
horrible.
Going cannibal.
This is horrible.
Yeah. And I think very shortly after that, they get rescued. So it's like Piggy died in vain.
If you guys had the chance to eat human, either yourself or somebody, a friend, would you?
Yes.
Welcome to the Cannibal Cast.
Cannibal Cast.
Yes. Thanks for listening, Lee. Guys.
Yeah. This is the first and last episode of our podcast, guys.
FBI, open up.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a specific name for
that?
Human meat?
We always called it, whenever we talked about it in my family, we always called it mange.
Oh, I've heard of that. What? I've heard of that.
I like how you stuck your finger out too. It's like
mange. Yeah, we had different terms. Yeah. We had mange because we always talked about what would be the most tenderest cut. We thought,
oh,
all right,
shit.
Well, like if you had
your
really
family
young,
sounds like a fucking amount of cereal.
If I had a really lot young, the meat would be called baby eel.
Holy.
Like veal.
Wow.
So we
what
have
the
baby
fuck?
Eel.
Thomas is over here with like some Latin, some...
We talked about eating... Well, because we used to do a lot of sitting around a grill and we'd order a rare game pack where we'd have like just different cuts of different animals.
I remember that.
We'd grill them up and eat them.
Are you sure they were...
And then drink like home brews and stuff. And then we'd just talk about all
the
different...
Shoot guns into the night.
Yeah. We talk about the animals and the people we'd eat.
Wow. When you say homebrew, it's funny because like the first thing I think of is not like a drink. It's like...
D&D?
It's no, it's actually not even D&D. It's modding your Wii. Back in the day, it would be called homebrew.
The homebrew.
Wait.
But back to the human discussion, there's a Reddit post from a long time ago where a guy got, he had to amputate his foot, and he actually asked the doctors to send it over so they could cook it, and he shared it with his friends, and they made tacos and stuff.
There's like 10 of them who
did
it, right?
Is that like two of them legit though?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, he had pictures.
I don't think there's any way a doctor would actually send him his foot.
It's legit, and it's also, I mean, you have the right to your own foot, you know.
Do you though, to be a cannibal?
I think you do. I'm sure he wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna.
He didn't amputate his foot. A doctor did, right?
Right, and then they were like, what are we gonna do with this foot? We're gonna eat it.
I think that it depends on the hospital because for a hospital to give it up to you, they have to be like, they have to go through a bunch of extra hurdles of things because they have to make sure it doesn't have a disease or something like that they can give back.
Just tossing a foot out in the trash.
Most of them, like, whenever we had limbs amputated at the hospital, it was always.
What would you do with that?
We carried it to the morgue and then it was incinerated.
Whoa. Well, you had a morgue in a hospital.
Most hospitals have a morgue. Where do you think people go and they die?
They just leave them in the room until someone comes and picks them up.
Helicopter flips them up.
That's what the lunch menu was.
Oh, gross.
Hospitals were very against eating people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Except the ones that gave them for carnitas, it sounds like. I don't know if I could ever eat. God, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things like it. You probably would try it if you were offered the opportunity, especially if it was prepared like in a specific.
Golly, I was just kidding. You're sick.
Yeah, right. Wait, fuck me. I don't know if I could actually do it though. Like, even if it was presented like, here, man, like, why don't you just try this? I don't know if I could be like, yeah, okay. I'd be like, ah,
Emma,
it's just too much.
Could
yeah.
You?
Okay, because of that circumstance, you know, he got his own foot, and he, I was like with him when he was eating it.
Peer pressure.
It would be rough, but.
Bro, I think as long as you don't see it or know, it's the same thing as like, I don't want to go to the farm and like point to my cow and watch it get slaughtered and know I'm eating him. But like, if I just get a burger, I'm going to eat it.
Ooh.
If I get a piece of like human flank and I guess I don't know where it's from or anything, it's just cooked meat.
But they tell you that it's seasoned. But they tell you it's human ahead of time. You're so good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just meat. We're all just meat. That's all we are.
We're all just meat.
We're all just meat.
Yeah. True.
Dang.
There we go.
New title.
Right? There's a couple good ones in here. We'll have to find them. But
Did you ever see Cloud Atlas?
That movie? No, we never great watched. Movie. We never watched it. We were going to watch it so many times.
But part of it is in the future, there's like a cannibal tribe. But their saying was, "The meek are meat, and the strong will eat." And I always liked that.
Whoa.
I would be the bad guy in that movie.
You'd be the strong.
Yeah, that's such a corporate look on life. Like, every small thing below me is going to die off. We will grow strong.
It's a primal.
Reminder, never
it's survival.
Go,
it's
never
prime.
Go, survival of the fittest.
Never go camping or, like, out on a trip with Thomas for too long. Or else
No, because I'll go hunt. And Leo go gather. Yeah, we'll be fine.
He'll hunt me.
When you can't find anything.
You can't find anything. Come.
Man, or the most dangerous game, right?
We'll always find. We'll always find something.
Yeah.
He does not
look for the sport of it. If it's survival, it's something. I never want a sport hunt or anything.
A human, especially, right, Tom?
I'm not saying you wouldn't be fun to hunt. I'm saying I'm not saying I don't want to offend you.
I'm scared.
Imagine me like running through the woods and
Tom's
Tom
like,
just
I
like,
want to play hide and seek. Yeah, but the stakes are high.
Yeah.
You hide from me, and if I find you, I eat you.
That's oh my fun.
Goodness.
Tom is undefeated right now in the game.
Oh my god.
We should make a movie.
He's got that look in his eye, bro.
We used to have that one friend. He was fun.
Oh,
he was probably delicious.
He was fun.
Wait, what? Wait, what one friend?
Thanks so much for listening to the Gap Year podcast. So we've kind of kickstarted some new social media and everything. Our new episodes are going up right now, scheduled on Mondays. So Monday mornings for your commute. If you can do us a favor, check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, obviously all that stuff. Anchor, where you can actually find us through Google Podcasts and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Tinder.
Yeah. No.
Swipe right.
Swipe right if you like it.
Grindr.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Definitely a heavy, heavy Grindr crowd that's been listening too. So we appreciate that, guys. So yeah, if you can shout out to Grindr for sponsoring this episode. If you can do us a favor and check us out on Instagram at GapYearCast. We also are looking for suggestions every Tuesday for our next recording. So you can go on there, send us like a DM or just post on one of our recent post about Topic Tuesday and say, hey, you guys should talk about this. So that way we don't have to talk about cannibalism every
single time. That's right. I'm glad to talk about it.
Tom will go in there and create 18 accounts and just start saying, you guys really continue to elaborate on the cannibalism idea.
Talk about hunting Arik some more.
Yeah.
He keeps looking at me too, by the way.
Yeah, and licking his lips.
He's
but
like
it's
looking
not,
at me. Like every
but he
single...
looks hungry.
Yeah.
You guys have anything you want to wrap up? Any housekeeping on your side?
You know, just... watch out. I'm just
you ever do something so good, he'll do you so good. You know what I mean? It's like the little kid, he's like, do you ever he does you so good, you do him so well.
I think
yeah.
What?
No, okay, we'll have to. We'll bring that up next time on the Gap Year podcast. But other than that, thank you everybody for listening. I hope you can tune in to the next episode and have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.
Emma, send us off with your signature line.
So bad.
Thank you, everybody. That's it.